5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's going on, tribe? It is another, and I mean another, beautiful, beautiful day. God is good in all his ways. Let us not forget that. Well, it's Mindshift Monday, and you know what that means. It's the 3 o'clock check-in with your favorite host, Juma Saleem from the Roar of Judah radio show and podcast. Hey, listen, really quickly, if this is your first time joining, welcome, welcome, welcome. Take 2 seconds to share the Roar of Judah radio show with at least 2 people. That's all we're asking. 2 seconds, 2 people. We'll get on out your way. Also, if this is not your first time, you already know the business. Share the Roar of Judah radio show with at least 2 people. That's all it takes. 2 seconds. 2 people. In other news, the world seems to be on fire. And it's crazy because every time you turn around, there is something going on. And it seems that it's all a distraction from something so much bigger. I'm not sure what that thing is, but what I do know is our faith is being tested in every area of our lives. We'll be right back. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. You are a good God. You deserve all the praise and all the glory. There is nothing that you do not know. You are an omnipotent God. You are everywhere all the time. In our situation, as we go in and as we go out. Lord, right now, for every listener under the sound of my voice, I ask that you stretch their tent post, increase them in every area. For those who may be struggling to hold on, I pray that you give them strength. There is nothing that you cannot do. Your son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross and was resurrected so that we may have life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tribe, it is Mindshift Monday. You know what that means. Let's go to work. Right off the bat, if you have a faith-based business, listen to me very, very carefully. Very, very carefully. If you have a faith-based business, I would love to partner with you, get your business out there. We have a strong listening base on the radio show and the podcast. If you have a faith-based business, send your information to admin@theroaofjudah.org. I want to give you a shout out. Please explain what you do, what your service or product is. If you have any contact information, social media handles, any of that stuff, send that to admin@theroaofjudah.org. Also, if you would like to donate or make a contribution, you can visit the website www.theroaofjudah.org. Again, that's www.theroaofjudah.org. Greatly appreciate you. Well, tribe, it's been a trying time. So many things have been happening in the world. And if you did not know, God sees it all. Everything has already been written. Your victory, the every outcome in your story, every scene, everything has already been written. And we must learn that despite what may be going on in our lives or around us or in our families or in our, at our jobs, whatever may be going on, the fight must go on. It doesn't stop time. Time doesn't stop for no one. And I was meditating the other day, and I realized that God operates outside of time. He is not concerned. He is not bothered with time. He can do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. So I wanted to share that trinket with you so that you will always remember that whatever you may be feeling, whatever you may be going through, the fight must go on. Listen, my name is Juma Salim. This is the Roar of Judah radio show. It's Mind Shift Monday. And our segment for today is The Fight Must Go On. Yes, indeed. See, because we have been called to fight the good fight of faith. Now, I want to ask you a question, and I thought about this. I pondered on this for a while, and I'm going to share that question with you. If we have been called to fight the good fight, what makes the fight good? I just want you to think about that for 1 second. We have been called to fight the good fight of faith, but what makes the fight good? Let's go to work. What makes the fight good is because we already have the victory. Yes, indeed. We already have the victory. So the fight is good. We have to use our faith to endure in order to behold the victory. Oh, man, listen. You're not ready for me today. We have to stand firm in the face of our circumstances. And I know that everything doesn't always seem like it's wrong, but when things are their best, have you ever noticed that in life when things are going amazingly well, do you prepare for the uncertainties of life? We be flying high. We don't have no cares in the world. We must fight the good fight of faith. Because the enemy is going to send those fiery darts. I'm going to let you know that right now. But we must fight the good fight focused, knowing that what's internal is better than what is now. We'll be right back. What's up, tribe? It's your favorite radio host, Juma Salim, from the Roar of Judah radio show. Tune in every week for our faith-filled shows. We start your week off with Mind Shift Monday, Testimony Tuesday, Worship Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, Financial Fridays, right here on Gospel 107.1 FM. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. I love a good worship song. That song is entitled Stay Strong. I love that song. I don't know what it is about a worship song, but something about a good worship song, it just changes the position and the posture of my heart. And whatever it is that's on my mind or whatever that I'm going through, it just shifts the focus. Hey, listen, don't get me started. Prayer is important. I want you to know that prayer is an important thing that we must do every morning. Something about prayer, when you start your day with prayer, it gives you power and strength to go through your day and face the challenges. You're not hearing me. Prayer gives you power and strength to face your day. Don't get me started. Anyways, this morning while I was in prayer, I felt a sharp piercing in my side, in my left side, like right there on the side of my stomach, and I could not figure out what it was. And I'm in the middle of praying and I felt that thing. And what I want to share to you is this. In the moment as I was praying, I realized that there were some things concerning me that I had not let go of. Please don't get me started. I felt that thing. I felt some things inside of me that I had not let go of. Some pains, some hurts, some letdowns, some setbacks. Oh my gosh. Holy Spirit, I hear you. I felt that thing piercing me, and it was like I've been fighting wounded. Let me please listen to me. I've been fighting wounded for a long time. I lost a lot of significant people along the way. Have you ever lost people that are still alive? Oh my God. Here we go. Holy Spirit, you work. Have you ever lost someone that you thought was going to go with you all the way to the end? As I was praying, the things that were hurting me were piercing my side, and the Holy Spirit showed it to me. I've been fighting wounded. It's time to let go. You're not hearing me. It's Mind Shift Monday. We're going in. The fight must go on is the title of today's show. The fight must go on. Despite being wounded, you got to keep going. But here's the thing that you have to understand is that you have to find rest, because you can only fight wounded for so long. Oh my God, here we go. Because what's going to happen is eventually the wound is either going to open. Oh, I'm gonna stop right there. Listen, the wound is either going to open, or it's going to cause you great distress and great discomfort. And if the wound opens, oh my God, Holy Spirit, you work this thing. If the wound opens, what happens is we bleed on others. Ah, yes, Lord, yes. I don't want to bleed on nobody, because when we bleed on other people, we hurt other people in the process. Can you imagine that? Just visualize that for a second. You're fighting and you're wounded and you haven't found rest, and the wound opens and now it's blood just going everywhere on everybody else. They didn't ask for that. Oh, Holy Spirit, you work. So as I'm in prayer, I'm feeling this piercing in my side, and I started praying immediately. I said, Lord, here, you take it. For someone right now in this moment who is listening, and you have not given God everything. Oh, I told the Lord, listen, Lord, the things that I've been holding on to and I've been hiding them, I can no longer bear. And if that is you under the sound of my voice, it's time you let go. It is time that you give what they said about you to God. It's time that you give what they did to you to God. It's time. It's time. That's all I can tell you. It's time. You cannot go into what's next in your life if you're holding on to that wound. Let that wound be healed so that you can fight on and not be discouraged and not be in discomfort. It's hard to fight when you're wounded. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. It's hard to fight when you're wounded. Although you're fighting in those moments where there's nothing to fight, that wound becomes a problem. Man, y'all don't want to hear me today. Listen to me. I want to share something with you that I was writing, and I said, I got to share this with people. For the person who has been fighting to get through, it's time you take a rest. It's time you give the hurt, the pain, the rejection, the heartache of not enough, the keep coming up short, and the pain of every new start over to the one who has the power to heal every place that has been impacted in your life. For far too long, I'm going to say it again, for far too long, you have tried to ignore the pain and open wounds without complaining, but it's time to let it go. What God has for you cannot be accessed without any remnants of past pains. The promise is just ahead, and the only way to enjoy what's next is that you must first leave what was behind. Yes, it hurts. Yes, they wronged you. Things don't work out, but they always work for your good. It's time you get rid of the things that are holding you back so that you can experience inner peace. You deserve and desire that thing. And in order for you to enter into the promise you've been waiting on your whole life, you have to let go. You have outgrown and outlived the bad decisions of your life. Now it's time to enjoy the joy and the peace of hard work and forgotten tears. As you embark to this new place in your journey, may all your losses be forgotten. May your wounds be healed. May every step forward be a reminder that everything worked out for your good. Now, may your next be unforgettable. And may the love of God be with you as you fight forward. Tribe, I want you to know that fighting forward does not have to be a fight wounded. Because sometimes we do fight wounded. The loss of a loved one, and we still fighting. It's time you let go. I got a little choked up right there. For someone, I felt that thing in my spirit. For someone who is still holding on to that loved one who has transitioned. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You've been holding on to that thing and you've still been fighting wounded. If you need to cry out, cry out. If you need to do whatever you need to do, but you got to let go. Because you're not even enjoying the life that you have because you're holding on to what was. And let me tell you, our loved ones are cheering for us from a high place. And we have to learn to keep living because you know what? They will want us to fight on. It's Mind Shift Monday, and I'm trying to hold my composure because this one here is special and it means a lot to me. I'm telling you, as I was praying, that thing was piercing me. Because in the midst of battles, when we are weary and we are worn, it's hard to pray. Don't let nobody fool you. It's hard to pray. It's hard to worship. It's hard to give God the glory when you are wounded and you are weary and you are worn and you are tired and you are exhausted. It's hard. Don't let nobody fool you. This journey is not for the weak. But we must fight the good fight. Yeah, we got to fight the good fight. It hurts, but we got to keep fighting. What you don't know is that God has already orchestrated this story. And you win. I'm going to say it again. You win. But if you give up now, if you stop fighting now, what will you do later? It reminds me of not being able to get in the promised land. Can you imagine to be that close and not get in all because of a decision? We got to fight. It's Mind Shift Monday. I'm your host, Juma Salim. This is the Roar of Judah radio show, and we're talking about the fight must go on. 1 Timothy 6:12, King James Version, if you will. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. That thing is saying that we are claiming to have faith. We claim to fight, but many people are watching. What are you going to do? In 2 Corinthians 12:9, King James Version, if you will, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. In my prayer this morning, I truly felt weak. Because I have been fighting wounded, the loss of my mom, just the hardships of life, things have been happening. And I've been fighting And people say, are you okay? And I say, yeah, I'm good. And I've been encouraging everybody else, and I've been doing all the right things. And then there comes a time in my life where I need strength. But the scripture reminds me that his strength is made perfect in my weakness. So this morning I had to let go. And let me tell you something, letting go is not pretty. Because, oh man, Holy Spirit, I hear you. Because we've been holding on while fighting for so long that the thing that we've been trying to hold on to and hide from God becomes our identity. Holy Spirit, I hear you. You work. It becomes our identity. And so when we remove the thing that we've been holding on to that has taken over and become our identity, we feel lost. Ah, don't get me started. But what you don't understand is by letting go, you get a new beginning. Oh, this is good. Listen to me. You have to let go. I know it hurts. I know it's painful. I know that you want to be the one to bear it, but give it to God. Again, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. All you got to do is let go and be increased on every side. We'll be right back.
Your number one radio.
Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back today because we're in this moment and I feel the Holy Spirit is moving. We're going to skip the weather for today. We'll bring you the weather tomorrow. I want to say this really quickly so that we can get right back where we were. Every Monday, join the Roar of Judah radio show and your favorite host, Juba Salim, for Mindshift Monday every week, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to you. It's Mindshift Monday, and we're talking about the fight must go on. I wanted to share something with you as we left off. Sometimes when we fight, we don't understand why certain things are happening. And too many times we get discouraged because we don't know the why and the how it's going to work. Listen to me very carefully. We don't know the why it's happening, and we don't know how it's going to work out. I'm going to say that thing again for the person in the back. Too many times when we're fighting the good fight, we don't understand the why we're fighting so hard and why we have to continuously fight. And we started to question those things. And then while that's going on, we don't understand the how. Yes, we know he did it before, he'll do it again, but we don't understand the how. And I think that when we spend so much time in our mind about the why and the how, we miss out on what is happening in the moment. The fight must go on. We cannot be distracted. I feel like the enemy uses the why and the how to distract us because we get so stuck on, well, why is this happening to me? Or how did this happen? Or how is this going to work out? And we get so caught up on that that we become stagnant and that we don't even keep fighting. We just focus on that. And if you're not throwing your hands, the enemy will knock you out. Holy Spirit, you work, because I don't even know how that came together, but it made sense. Strength does not come from winning. I'm going to say it again. Strength does not come from winning. Let me say this the right way. Strength does not come from winning, but your struggles develop your strength. When we go through hardships and we decide not to quit, not to give in, and not to surrender, we not only become wise, but we become strengthened. And you must learn that no matter what is going on in your life, who leaves, who stays, whatever, the fight must go on. I want you to write that down. Holy Spirit, I hear you. I want you to write that down in this moment. The fight must go on. And I want you to carry that with you in your phone, write it on a piece of a note, put it on your refrigerator. I need you to post that somewhere in so that you can visibly see that the fight must go on. And this is how I want you to write it down. If you already wrote it, that's cool, but I want you to write it like this. Write the, capital T, fight, capital F, must, capital M, go, capital G, on, capital O, and then add dot, dot, dot at the end. Now, I want you to put that somewhere so that you can see that visibly every time the Lord breathes life on you and you wake up. I want you to have it so you can see it. If that's on the kitchen fridge, if that's on your little wall, the bathroom mirror, wherever you need to put it so that you can see it visibly every single day for the rest of your life. I need you to do that. The fight must go on. And the reason why I am asking you to do this, and this is a challenge for you, it is a challenge for me, it is a challenge for the tribe, is because I want you to understand that whatever is going on in your life, whether it be good or bad, I want you to always see that note and say, the fight must go on. Whether it's good or bad, it is a constant reminder that God is doing his part. I must do mine. The fight must go on. My bills may not always be paid on time. The fight must go on. My health may be declining, but the fight must go on. I may not have everything that I need. Lord, I thank you. The fight must go on. Whatever your situation may be, the fight must go on. I may not have the person that I want to marry. The fight must go on. I may not get what I asked for. The fight must go on. I need you to write that down and post it so that you can see it, so that you have a constant reminder that God is with me, and in his strength and my weakness, the fight must go on. I'm not going to keep on going, but I want you to know that the fight must go on. See, when we are strong, we feel as though we can carry it all. Listen to me. I've been there. I'm still learning. I'm still in training. When things are well in our lives, we think that we have the capability to carry the heaviness of life. We don't. Okay, I'm going to go and tell you that right now. We don't. Because eventually you're going to wear out. You're going to get weary. And you're going to get worn. So we got to give it to God. We'll be right back.
Your number one radio.
Alrighty, tribe, we are back. It's Mind Shift Monday, and boy, have we had a conversation today. We're talking about the fight must go on. Life is a journey, and there is a destination, there is an end, and we know this without a shadow of a doubt. The thing that is the most important is that we not forget about the journey, looking too far ahead at the destination. Life is full of storms that often threaten to take us out. But it's our job to remember that the fight must go on. And as we bring the show to a close here shortly, I want you to always remember to be prepared, persevere, and pray. I need you to write that down. Be prepared, persevere, and pray. Those three components are super important. God is with us every step of the way. Even when it looks like we're alone, He is with us. And it's a constant reminder of why we must always have our armor on, the whole armor, not just a helmet, not just a breastplate, but we need to have all the armor on so that we can withstand the fiery darts of the enemy. This is war. And although it may seem that we're just scooting along in life, you can best believe the enemy is looking for someone to devour. When we feel wounded, when we feel attacked, sometimes it's our own fault, and sometimes it's the enemy. And then sometimes God knows that our favor is so strong, and that our worship and our praise and our prayer is so strong and valuable, that He allows the enemy to take shots at us. I mean, if you don't believe me, ask Job. Job was minding his business, and out of nowhere, the uncertainties of life happen. Even in our weariness, God renews our strength. And just like an eagle during a storm, he soars high above the storm until the storm passes. We must be like the eagle, not only spreading our wings and flying higher than the circumstances of life, but we must continue to have vision. And the only way that we can have that eagle vision is if we are in constant communion and communication with God. Oh, my. I need you to write that down. Communion and communication are important on my journey. Ah, yes, Lord, I hear you. Communion and communication are important on my journey. Communion is relationship. It is an interaction. It is my constant need. It is your constant need for God's relationship. My hand in his hand. My trust in him. My need for him. My want for him. My desire. Communion is the relational part of this thing. While communication is the ability to be honest and truthful and naked in front of the one who created us. Please don't get me started. We're right here at the end. Please don't get me started. Communication is important because with communication, it allows our relationships to be fruitful. Communion and communication is necessary in order for us to fight the good fight. We cannot lose hope. That is why we are more than conquerors through him who loved us first. God wants to commune with you, and he wants your communication. A lot of times we don't even get to receive all that God has for us because we're not communing with him and we're not communicating. God is a good father. Why wouldn't you not tell him what's going on in your life? The good, the bad, the different, and the ugly. He wants to hear from you. And remember, the fight must go on. Let me add this little nugget before we get out of here. Be unwavering in your faith, in your fight. Until we meet again, tribe, you are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. One love.